Townsend Press presents, from the Bluefoot series of books, Survivor. Written by Paul Langan. Read by Shayna Walker.
For the 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys who are survivors. Chapter 1. Oh my God, Tara! Check out this picture! Yelled Rochelle Barnes, Tara Carson's 20-year-old cousin. Rochelle sat on the rumpled lime green couch in Tara's living room, leafing through an old photo book. Can we stop with the pictures already? Tara protested, eyeing the stack of old albums piled on the floor. Her cousin kept flipping the pages as if Tara hadn't said a word. Look at this one, Rochelle said with a cackle. Your braids look crazy, girl. And look at all them beads. Remember how we used to wear them back in the day?
You wore braids too, Aunt Tara?
Asked Kayla, Rochelle's 4-year-old daughter. Even though she and Tara were cousins, Kayla had always called Tara her aunt. That's right, Kayla. I wore them just like you, Tara said, gently resting her hand on the little girl's shoulder. She didn't want Kayla to know that she hated looking at old pictures of herself, especially the ones Rochelle had grabbed. Here's another one, Rochelle said, pointing to a photograph. See how much you and Aunt Tara look alike, Kayla? You almost look like you could be sisters. The little girl smiled shyly and ate one of the grapes Tara had given her as a snack. Rochelle and Kayla lived with Tara's Aunt Lucille in a small stucco house a few blocks away. Nearly every weekend, usually Saturday mornings, Rochelle and Kayla walked over for a visit. Often, Rochelle would leave her daughter there for a few hours so she could get her shopping done. Tara didn't mind. She loved playing with her little cousin or taking her to the park not far from Bluford High School, where Tara would start 11th grade in another month. Looking at the stack of photo albums next to Rochelle, Tara wished she could go for a walk right now. Anything to get away from the old pictures and the haunting memories they triggered.
You gonna look through all of them right now? That's gonna take hours, Tara complained.
So?
It's not like you're going somewhere. School's out and you don't work on Saturdays.
Rochelle snapped the first album closed and grabbed a second one. Tara knew her cousin was right. But she also knew which pictures were inside the smudged maroon album with the split corners. It had been hidden in the back of the cluttered hall closet where Tara buried it years ago. She felt an uncomfortable twinge in her stomach as Rochelle plopped it on her lap and flipped it open. It was a collection of photos she didn't want to see.
I don't want to spend the whole day looking at them old things, Tara huffed. Let's take Kayla for a walk. We can look at those later.
No, go through them now, urged Tara's mother, Clarice Carson, as she emerged from the bedroom and sat down heavily on the couch. Mom worked as a corrections officer and was one of the toughest women Tara knew.
You've been dragging your feet with this for months. I asked you to do this like 5 times already. The reunion for Aunt Deborah is in 2 weeks. She's my great aunt, Tara, my grandmother's sister. She's the only one from her generation we got left, and she's turning 90. At this point, she don't want presents, but you know how she is about family. I figured we'd gather pictures of everybody and give them to her. She's gonna love them, but we need to get started on it now, Mom insisted.
The twinge in Tara's belly grew into a dull queasiness. Her stomach had actually been bothering her on and off for weeks, ever since her mother started pressuring her about the reunion. But it got worse this morning when Rochelle called to say she was coming over to look through the old photographs.
Ooh, here's a good one, Rochelle chimed in,
holding up the book so everyone could see.
It's got everyone from our side. Everybody looks good, too. Except for you, Tara. You ain't smiling at all.
Like you never took a bad picture, Rochelle, Tara grumbled, uncomfortable with everyone staring at the old photo.
I seen a few of you smiling with them big old buck teeth you used to have, but you don't see me pointing it out to everyone.
You mean like what you're doing right now? Rochelle snapped. Why are you getting so upset?
I'm only saying what I see. Look.
Rochelle held the photo album out to her.
Can I see?
Kayla asked between bites of another grape. Tara didn't want anyone to look at the picture, let alone Kayla. She knew Rochelle's description of her face was right. She could still remember fragments of the day when the family gathered in Municipal Park to celebrate her Aunt Linda's wedding. Relatives had come from all over to be there, and they would spend the sunny afternoon barbecuing and listening to music. Tara knew it should have been fun, and for most people there, it was. She had heard them talking about it for years, but it was a day Tara never mentioned and tried hard to forget.
Yeah, you don't look happy, Aunt Tara, Kayla said, inspecting the photo.
I had a stomachache that day, Tara replied quickly, getting up from the table and heading to the kitchen so no one would see her face. Just being near the pictures made her feel edgy and uncomfortable all these years later.
It's true, she did,
Mom added, rubbing Kayla's back.
Couldn't get her to talk or smile at all that day. She spent the whole afternoon in the shade with Aunt Deborah. Good thing she was there, too, because I couldn't keep my eyes on her with all them cousins running around. It was like a circus that whole weekend. Gonna be like that again in 2 weeks. We're expecting over 80 people.
For real? Are you serious? Rochelle exclaimed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe more if people bring friends. That reminds me, Tara, is Coop coming? And what about Darcy and her sister?
Tara hadn't told her boyfriend, Cooper Hodden, about the party. In fact, she hadn't mentioned it to anyone. Normally, she loved cookouts and being with her friends. But this gathering was different. From the moment Mom first mentioned the guest that might come, Tara felt uneasy. Those feelings had grown so strong that she had tried to block the whole event from her mind.
Yeah, I guess they're coming, Tara answered.
You guess? Mom asked.
You mean you didn't tell them yet? Girl, when were you planning on asking them? The party is almost here, and we need to know how much food to make. Lord knows that Coop can eat, her mother said.
I'll text them right now, Tara said, relieved for an excuse to retreat to her bedroom where her phone was charging.
Here's another one that might work,
Rochelle announced before Tara could leave. She held up the book again so everyone could see it.
I think it's the best one. You're next to Aunt Deborah, Tara, and you don't look that upset. See?
Tara leaned over to stare at the picture. A crowd of relatives stood in front of a stretch of trees. Aunts and uncles, some of them now deceased, smiled back at the camera. In front of them was a bunch of kids, including Rochelle, whose large, toothy smile was visible from halfway across the room. Tara spotted herself in the middle of the picture, standing right in front of Aunt Deborah. The old woman's hand rested gently on Tara's shoulder as if she was trying to support her.
Look how little you were, Kayla said, gazing at the shot. You're my size, Aunt Tara.
It was true. Tara noticed that the top of her head barely reached Aunt Deborah's chest. For a moment, she was struck to see how small she once was, not much bigger than the kids she watched at the daycare center where she worked over the summer. For a split second, Tara imagined Kayla standing in the picture where she was, enduring the same pain. The thought made her cringe.
And look how skinny we all were, too, Rochelle cackled, breaking her thoughts. Would be nice to be that skinny again.
Well, not that skinny, Mom huffed.
Y'all are fine the way you are.
Tara rolled her eyes. She didn't want to talk about her weight, especially not now. No matter what Mom said, she knew she was heavy. Her hips and backside were what some called thick. And men occasionally hollered about the junk in her trunk when she walked home from the bus stop. Most of the time, she was able to ignore the comments, the way she ignored the stink in the air after the bus passed by. And when the insults got to her, she had learned from Mom to mask the hurt behind a joke or a quick insult of her own.
Never let them know they got to you, or they'll just keep coming. Mom once said when Tara was in second grade and a boy made her cry by calling her Jelly Belly at recess. And if you need to, go on and give them a taste of their own medicine. Most of them will leave you alone once you do that. Tara had followed Mom's advice for years, and for the most part, it had worked, allowing her to hide behind her jokes, her smile, and her loud cackling laughter. As she got older, she discovered she could hold her own in almost any crowd. At Bluford, this skill earned her respect and friends in different cliques, though there were still some who dismissed her or looked down on her. Tara had learned to ignore them, too, and for a time, she almost forgot the deep wounds from her childhood. But all that ended, shattered by the picture sitting in her cousin's lap, a photo of a skinny little girl about to cry.
At least you don't look angry or mean in this one, Rochelle added.
No, Kayla said, inspecting the picture as if it were a puzzle she was trying to solve.
You look scared and a little sad. How come, Aunt Tara?
Tara wished she could rip the book away from them and burn it. She had wanted to do it years ago, to turn the photos to ash and erase any proof that the time had ever happened. It was what Mom did after Dad left to go back east when Tara was a toddler. She had pulled out every picture of him and acted as if he never existed. Tara wanted to do that, but she knew the pictures in this album were precious to her mother, especially the ones with the older relatives. Aunt Deborah was the oldest one left.
I don't remember, Kayla, Tara lied. That was a long time ago.
I don't know either, Mom said. But that's certainly not how you usually were, or are.
You may have been many things over the years, child, but scared is not one of them.
It's true. That's why Coop always jokes that he's scared of her, Rochelle teased.
If he knew what's good for him, he would be scared of her. My girl don't suffer no fools, Mom said with a laugh, giving Tara a proud smile.
Me neither.
Can you all please talk about something else? Tara said, doing her best to smile along with them.
But inside, she felt exposed and vulnerable, like the child in the picture. She knew why she was so upset so many years ago, though no one else did. Not her mother, not any of her many cousins, not her best friend at Bluford High School, Darcy Wills, not even Cooper Hodden.
I was scared that day, Mama, Tara wanted to say, though she kept her mouth locked shut. There was no way she would admit what happened the night before Aunt Linda's wedding years ago, when many of her relatives were staying at her house. That night, her Uncle Rudy, a teenager at the time, had sat next to her on the sofa while the adults were in the other room cackling and laughing. She still recalled the odd way he had watched her and how he volunteered to babysit her and the younger cousins while the rest of the relatives went out celebrating. She could still remember the creak of his steps as he crept into her bedroom later that night after she had changed into her pajamas. Rudy had taken the photo. Tara could still see him in his baggy army green shorts and black t-shirt standing behind the camera and eyeing her menacingly. Kayla was right to see fear in the picture, Tara thought. She had been terrified.
I was afraid he'd hurt me again, Mama, she wanted to say, though she had decided long ago never to tell her or anyone else the truth, ever. It was a decision she revisited, a poison she had swallowed back down over the years whenever someone pulled out the old photographs and made her look at them.
Oh my God, remember this guy?
Rochelle blurted. She had flipped the page and was looking at another photo.
What was his name? Uncle Rufus, right? I remember him. He was too young to be our uncle. He looked so handsome.
Tara's stomach twisted. Her hands began to tremble the way they did if she went all day without eating. She could feel Kayla staring at her, and she wondered if the little girl could tell she was upset.
That's your Uncle Rudy, Rochelle, Mom said,
He was only about Tara's age there.
Whatever happened to him?
We ain't seen him in like forever, Rochelle asked.
That's because he went down south to school and stayed in Atlanta since,
Mom explained.
He's coming for Aunt Deborah's birthday, though.
Really? Rochelle asked. Tara felt as if the air had suddenly been sucked out of the house. She recoiled for an instant and bumped the edge of the end table, causing a glass of soda to spill in a fizzing mess on the floor in front of the sofa.
Girl, watch it, Rochelle yelled, squirming away from the spill before turning back to Tara's mother.
Are you serious, Aunt Clarice? He's coming too?
Of course he is. He's family,
Mom exclaimed, eyeing Tara curiously. I invited him to stay here again, just like old times. The room seemed to spin. Tara's heart pounded in her chest and temples as she rushed to get a towel for the floor.
You see, Kayla, it's just like I told you. You're going to meet all these new people in your family. Ain't that exciting?
The little girl smiled and nodded. Tara wiped up the soda, barely hearing the small talk between her mother and her cousin until she heard Mom's voice directed at her.
You okay, Tara? You're awfully quiet today.
I'm fine, she said, standing up from the floor, careful to avoid her mother's gaze.
I'm gonna call Coop and see if he's coming to the party. I'll be right back.
Tara retreated to her room and closed the door, careful to keep her hands close to her body so no one could see them shaking.